what's going on?
You know, we got a lot going on at the Y, plenty of programming, plenty of things to stay healthy. Megan is actually a part of our health innovations team, and she's got a bunch of programs here that she would love to talk about.
Well, Megan, what's happening?
All right. So as we know, diabetes is crossing America with the epidemic, and we are here at the Y are focused on the preventative stage. So we're focused on our pre-diabetes, the YMCA's diabetes prevention program. Mm-hmm. And this program is behavioral change based, and it's focused on getting 150 minutes of physical activity a week and to lose 7% of your body weight throughout a whole year. And then we also have our Freedom from Smoking program. And so this again is a behavioral change based program. And what's lovely about this is that it's a 7-week program to help people quit smoking, to take that extra step to become healthy. We also have a prenatal exercise program that's coming out, and it's a combination of working with our dietitian, other local resources coming in, or speakers coming in and talking about it. And then we also have plenty of strength and flexibility, as well as muscular endurance stuff. So it's a really comprehensive program. It's really fun.
One of the things I've noticed over the last several interviews that we've done with you folks at the Y is that there's this shift now into wellness, and also using preventative steps to say that, you know, keep yourself healthy is better than trying to fix it when you're not. And this falls right into that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's so beautiful, because instead of, you know, reacting, you're being proactive. And so ultimately, health is, you know, your responsibility is your health, or ultimately it's your responsibility for your health. So by you holding yourself responsible and accountable,
sure,
and doing these behavioral changes, you're able to create a better wellness or better health.
You keep yourself healthy, and it's easier than trying to fix it when it's broken, so
yes,
to speak.
Exactly. You
know? Now, Matt, when you're meeting with folks, I know this is part of also with things you're talking about, but this has kind of shifted, I think, maybe what a lot of people have in their mind about what the Y is and what it's about. What's that been like for your conversations out there?
You know what? You know, a lot of people thought of the Y as just a place to come as a treadmill and maybe a swimming pool, get some laps, and we're so much more than that. You know, we're crossing into preventative health care, which you're going to start seeing across the country as a really big deal as far as corporate wellness is concerned. Is, you know, we're looking to change people's lives before, you know, it gets too far, before, you know, that type 2 diabetes sets in, before, you know, that smoking habit reaches, you know, a stage where you can't turn back. We're trying to change these habits. We're looking towards more like at a wellness level. And, you know, we're trying to change people's lives for the better in Marquette County.
It is a Y Wednesday. Joining us in the studio, Matt Deal and Megan Hennekins with the YMCA of Marquette County. And I guess, Matt, I'll start with you. But programs, things, other bits that you want to get out there for folks to know about that are happening, what's the latest?
One of the people that we've just hired who are really excited about, her name is Monica Nelson. She's a registered dietitian. So we are actually starting nutritional services at the Y as far as like counseling, changing your diet, changing your eating habits, that sort of thing. She's here to help us do that.
So is this a, like, I don't want to use the word corporate, but like head office across the board, across the country shift at the Y? Or is this a focus more here on a local level here with this particular Y?
You know, nationally, it's been a focus of the Y. You know, we have three areas of focus as far as the Y is concerned. And that's, you know, healthy living, social responsibility, and youth development. And we're really, everybody across the country, as well as locally, we're pushing for towards the healthy living aspect of that. And that's where Monica comes in, where she can come into your business or come to you personally and help you figure out, you know, what your dietary habits are, how we can change them, how we can make those changes as simple as possible, and, you know, increase your metabolism, get you going again, and, you know, hopefully, you know, lose some weight and make some healthy habits out of it as well.
Megan Hennekins with us this morning, wellness leader at the Y. And Megan, this all kind of ties into kind of, I guess, sort of the process of not only changing physical habits, but mental attitudes and those kinds of things. And I'm sure you've got that component of it as well.
Yeah, actually, I teach yoga at the Y, and I do family yoga or youth yoga program. But what's really interesting is this new mind-body connection class that we've developed too. And just like you said, it connects the mind with the body. and we're doing relaxation and breathing, lots of imagery, and even like yoga nidra, which is yogic sleep. It's actually super fun. So, but we're looking to bring that into, you know, not only to our members at the Y, but also our corporate partners as well, working with Monica, our dietitian, and just kind of having a well-rounded, comprehensive program.
As this is getting underway, I mean, what kind of things are you hearing feedback from folks that are members of the Y that are saying, you know, all these things are opening up for them now? I'm sure you're getting some positive words back.
You know, we're getting a positive feedback, you know, from everybody from their mid-20s to, you know, older people, older active adults as well. And, you know, everybody across the board is looking to better themselves and change themselves in a positive way. And I really feel like, you know, through these programs, whether it be, you know, the Live Strong Cancer Survivorship Program, our prenatal program, our Freedom from Smoking program, we're really getting some positive feedback because we really are trying to change people for the better, for the community, so that we become a healthier community overall together.
Of course, if people want to find out more, what are some ways that they can do that?
You can give us a call at 227-YMCA. We're more than happy to talk to you, answer any questions. So feel free to give us a call.
And your website is?
www.ymcamqt.org.